If you don't know me, I'm Professor Phil Sabin from the War Studies Department, one of the organisers of this event, but it's my great pleasure on the first formal day of the main conference to introduce Franz Burkhut, Professor Franz Burkhut from the School of Social Science, faculty now, of School of Social Science and Public Policy, just taken over as Dean, and he's going to welcome us to King's College.
Thanks. Okay, so I'm just here to say welcome and get off the stage as quickly as possible for you to get on. I think we're really delighted at King's that we can continue to host this event. It's a really important event. It's a fascinating event because it brings together thinkers and theorists with practitioners, with people in policy. And that's exactly what we like to do here in the Faculty of Social Science and Public Policy at King's. We're a big faculty. Much of this building we occupy. In fact, we're about to move to Bush House, where the World Service used to be. The whole faculty will be moving there in the next couple of years. So I think we hope that we base our ability to host these kinds of events on particular strengths, research strengths in this area, in the area of defence studies, of course. War studies, very famous department here at King's, with many famous people working here, but also really plugged in to what's happening in the UK and internationally in the whole defence field. We work a lot at Shrivenham with the Defence Academy and so on. So I think today is really interesting. I mean, I come from a completely different... I'm a geographer. I work on climate change, so I don't... Although I did work a bit on nuclear security a long time ago, on nuclear weapons materials at the end of the Cold War and what to do with them. But I think what's really fascinating about this community and its work on games and simulations and so on is actually that many of the techniques and methods you're developing actually are also being developed in many other parts of the social sciences. People are becoming really fascinated with trying to create simulations, experiments, synthetic worlds in which we can test some of our ideas. And so I think actually there's quite a lot of transfer that's possible. Don't think of yourself as a sort of unique community. There are lots of people out there who'd really like to learn about how you do scenarios and how you are using new technologies and so on to bring people in to these decision-making processes. So I think it's really wonderful you're here. I hope you have a great couple of days, and I'm going to go now. So thank you very much indeed. Yeah, welcome. Thank you very much.
And a very warm, heartfelt welcome from myself as well. I'm Graham Blumley Brown. I'm one of the other co-organisers, along with Colin DSTL and Tom Murr. We are the primary team. You are 130-something strong today. You're spilling into the top tier for the first time, but I think that's just the subversive element who have decided to move upstairs. Now, that number is important. We didn't beat the US connections at 170. That's the target for next year. But 130 this year, 111 last year, 100-odd the first year. The numbers are important because there is a growing momentum behind this thing we do. And we might be at a pivotal point. And that is going to be addressed during the first plenary and throughout the day. But I just want to make a few points along that theme. You might remember, those of you who were here last time, that the image I left you with in this little intro was one of a few people pushing the wargaming ball uphill. A more apposite image could have been this one, not because it says anything different, but what it allows me to say is in the intervening year, the cart has caught up with the horse, it would seem to me. So I think we are moving from that to a position where the momentum is absolutely putting us, as I said, at this pivotal point. Now, that, I think, is partly because people out there register that wargaming has utility. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone gets it, they don't get wargaming, but the utility is registered. And I would, again, come back to something I said last year. This was the bottom line up front. And in terms of wargaming saving lives, in the training domain, wargaming makes people better decision makers. In the analytical domain, it makes people able to make better real-world decisions. Wargaming saves money, yes, in experimentation, future force development, so on and so forth, but that also alludes to business wargaming, which we covered last year, and as the professor's just said, to a whole wide variety of gaming applications. So that was the bottom line up front last year. I'm assuming that everyone in this audience absolutely gets that, otherwise you wouldn't be here, but that does not mean that everybody else gets that, although, as I said, people are starting to understand the utility of wargaming. The so what for today is we are taking this as a given, that wargaming is a good thing. So we, the organisers, have asked the speakers and the chairs to concentrate not so much on the why of wargaming, the justification, but now to concentrate firmly on the connection's purpose, which is to raise the bar, to spread best practice, and to explain how we, they, do it better. That is where we are this year. And could I ask you please all to remember that for the questions and answers, we have covered the justification. We don't need to be apologists for wargaming anymore. It's here. We now need to make sure it is here to stay. So we are focusing today very much on raising the bar. Now, that's all good so far. The demand for wargaming is increasing. The demand for you guys is going up. That's wonderful. What we've got to concentrate on, however, is channeling, capturing and channeling that momentum, because there are risks as well as the opportunities. And I just want to highlight some of those risks, areas of uncertainty, and as well as the opportunities that face us. And these are things that I just want everyone to bear in mind. They set the context for the conference, but they're not actually what we're going to focus on. So I'm going to start, as I always do, with something that Peter Perler said. When Peter says something, with his experience, we must listen. And Peter has registered, with his long interest, the sine wave in America, I think, probably globally, you can hear more about that, the sine wave of interest in wargaming. And we're on an upslope just now. We've got to capture that and make sure it keeps going up, because historically it has dipped away again. So that is where we are. Now, we alluded to this yesterday in the plenary. There is a risk of people jumping on the wargaming bandwagon. In fact, it's not a risk, it's not an uncertainty, it's happening. I see this, I'm afraid, all too often, and there were comments yesterday about bad wargames. Another quote from Peter. People see a wargame, they think, oh, I can do that. They get on, they do it, and it's shite, for whatever reason. The people around the table who don't register the fact that the person is an imposter take away the fact that wargaming is shite. It's not. It's just we need to mitigate that risk. I'm going to build this slide now with quotes and snippets taken from you lot, from the various forums, from Rex's forum, from Phil's forum, with the various posts. These are things that you have all said, and this is what I want you to bear in mind. I'm just going to let this build. Okay, so those are not my words. Those are words on the forums. And where's John? John DZ? And your word, I've lost you. And your words from yesterday. So those are to set the context, just to put in the back of your mind, and these might well come out in question and answer. But to come back to where I started, that is where we are, at climbing up a wave. This is, I think, what we at Connections this year have to concentrate on. We are raising the bar. So all those other things, I'm sure we could fill several connections just by talking around those subjects. But those are just to set the context for the position of where I see it, where we are just now. Okay, enough of that. What I'd like to do, as per last year, is just to give everyone an idea of who's here just by a simple show of hands. So I'm just going to go through those categories. Could you please put your hand up as required? You can be in multiple groups, that's fine. Just so we all, and I and Phil, understand broadly who's here. So, firstly, if you are an academic, could you please raise your hand and everyone else just pay attention? That's a goodly number. Okay, good stuff. Recreational game, war game designer, serious player, call it what you will. Now, funny old thing, the top row is full of them. Okay, and myself. Right, okay, that's good. Bearing in mind, I think, Matt, the original Connections intention was to bring hobby gamers and military together. Right, so if you're part of the MOD, DOD, or whatever country you come from, including DSDL analysts and anyone who is an analyst, but not serving military. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Okay, all good. If you are a commercial, I'll put my hand up here, part of a commercial firm, you consult into defence, something along those lines. That's probably the biggest show of hands so far. And finally, if you are serving or reserve military. No. Not retired. Serving a reserve. Hands up. Right, that is probably the smallest group. The reason why I say not retired is because you guys who've just put your hands up are the influencers who are still in the system. We have senior retired people who have a massive role to play, but you're the real target audience. And that was the smallest of those groups. So that's just to set the context.